Hello, guys, and welcome to Unapologetic Live. I'm your host, Amla Vanovi. Taylor's in the producer's bay.
What's up? Had to find my button there for a second. Sorry.
That is more than okay. Today, we have a celeb-heavy show. We're going to be talking about Sydney Sweeney getting canceled for her family's political beliefs, Maren Morris jumping into a debate about trans children and mutilation. Oh, my goodness. And who's our third person? Lizzo, who has won an award at the VMAs and used that platform to talk about how oppressed she is. All that and more. Let's get into it. Welcome in, guys, to Unapologetic. Let's get into the show today. Like I said, very celeb heavy, but I've been seeing a lot of celebrity news over this past weekend, and some has just really irked me. And we're going to start with the one that irks me the most. Let's talk about Sydney Sweeney and all the drama that's happening to her over the internet through this past weekend and today. Some of you might not even know who Sydney Sweeney is. She is an actress known for playing her role in Euphoria. And Euphoria, we could do a whole separate episode about that entire show and all the goings-on of the different characters in that show and whether or not it's a sign of a good society. But let's talk about Sydney Sweeney. She's very, very famous for being this actress, being a beautiful woman who people admire, but took to Instagram to post photos of her and her family for her mother's 60th birthday party. This was a hoedown themed party. Here's one of the pictures that was posted. Now, you might look at this and go, oh my gosh, look at this beautiful girl, and she's having so much fun with her family. What a great thing that she's decided to share these photos with us. That's what I would have thought. But apparently not, because some people took the time to just do a little quick zoom in on this photo, particularly this man right here, and they recognize that he has a Back the Blue t-shirt, aka Blue Lives Matter, aka I Support the Police t-shirt on, and it just infuriated them. So much so that they started going through her family's photos, finding them on social media, and trying to find their posts from this party. Here's one here, where her relatives or people attending this party are wearing sort of makeshift, not MAGA hats, but they do say Make 60 Great Again hats. And I imagine this was all made in the theme of this hoedown party. So they find the pictures of her relatives, they find and zoom in on whoever this man is in her photo wearing this Back the Blue t-shirt, and suddenly it's viral all over the internet. People are coming after Sydney Sweeney, saying that she should be canceled for what she's done, that it's so disgusting that she allows her family to have political beliefs like this, and that she allows them to wear this stuff, to engage in this sort of political behavior, and they're just coming at her throat for something that she does not have control over. It is so wild. So she gets all these tweets thrown at her. She's going viral for this stuff. And she ends up taking to Twitter and going, yo, chill the F out, guys. I don't know what you guys are going on about. All I wanted to do was celebrate this momentous occasion of my mom turning 60. I didn't post any personal political beliefs. This was a very innocent party. What are you guys going on about? Much love to you guys and happy birthday to my mom is essentially what she tweeted out to them. And of course, that didn't quell the crowd. Of course, there's people going, okay, Sydney, it's okay. We still support you. It's not your fault of what your family believes, even though it shouldn't matter if her family were Republicans or were people who voted for Trump. But other people were not okay with the responses. Here's some fun ones. We're just going to scroll through the Twitter here and see if we can find out what people were saying. I had some saved earlier. Let's see. Leftist pea brains. Me going back in time to stop Sydney Sweeney from planning her birthday party. I'll have to go and search for the ones that I found. Sydney Sweeney coming out as communist to her right-wing family. But people were coming through and saying, like, how dare you support a white supremacist family? How dare you not hold your family accountable for the views that they have? In you coming to this party and being associated with your family members, you are in turn sort of supporting the message that they have, or at least making it seem as though your activism that you do on behalf of other people is performative. Here's some tweets here. Let's use this Sydney Sweeney situation to realize that most of the white folks you lust over are exactly the same. Like, who cares? You know, you're going to have family members who either agree with you or disagree with you politically. That's going to be a constant in your life. Your entire family is not going to agree on every single political front that you have. And that should be okay. To go after somebody for their association to a person who disagrees with you is just wild to me. Wild that just because her family seems to have these political beliefs, may or may not, you don't know. This all falls under the theme of their party. But the fact that people have seen that, they're coming after Sydney Sweeney and attacking her. Like, please make it make sense. You cannot force people in your family to believe something they don't believe. You cannot force them to be a part of an ideology that they do not believe in. And you certainly can't force them not to express their political beliefs as they see fit. And to be upset at an actress, of all people, for just posting pictures of her family in a really benign way and then reading into them and in having heat towards her for it is just ridiculous to me. And it just speaks to maybe us being a little too entrenched in celeb culture and in celebs' personal lives that we care that much about what their families believe. But also, it shows the true dogma of being on the left. It is truly an all-in or all-out type of situation where if you don't believe it wholeheartedly, if everybody around you doesn't believe it wholeheartedly, you are no longer in the club. Like, Sydney's made no political statements about, like, what she believes in regard to this party that she's thrown for her mother. She's not come out and said, I'm so happy to be celebrating my mom's 60th birthday with a bunch of Republicans. All she did was post pictures of her family. And to get so upset about this just really shows how far we've gone when it comes to cancel culture, when it comes to censorship. People like this wholeheartedly believe that right-wing people and Republicans either A, shouldn't exist or should be just shunned from all of society.
Yeah, it's like the thought police are hunting her down and for the great crime of which she's guilty only by association, but for the great crime of what? Having a family member celebrate their party, and it was a parody about be turning 60, not anything to do with MAGA, maybe a play off of it at the most. Right. And then a Back the Blue t-shirt. And I think you hit the nail on the head by saying that it is an all-in or all-out ideology. And it makes me wonder, too, like, to what degree. First of all, Sydney Sweeney, to as far as I know, has never said a conservative thing with her public platform in her life, right?
Right.
Yeah.
No, not that I know of. Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, so the fact that I think there's this expectation in Hollywood, especially on actors and actresses, to like toe the line. And apparently it's not enough for you to toe the line. You have to not even associate. God right. forbid you even associate with someone with the wrong message on their t-shirt or the appearance of the wrong message on their t-shirt
right.
because you are expected. It's like, and I think it comes from this idea that, you know, the right people with the right way to think and the right views occupy all of the positions of power and mm-hmm. They pull all the levers in big tech and they write the scripts in Hollywood and they're controlling academia. And whenever there's any inkling of any, that stranglehold that they have sort of crumbling, it's like, oh no, we got to fix that. We got to stamp out any bit of doubt.
How dare
around
you?
It. And so, yeah, that's where I think this and the Hunter Schafer stuff. And even we saw with the Bachelor, the Rachel Kirkconnell went to an antebellum themed party and she had a similar reaction of just utter cancellation for, again, the appearance of something that was out of line with woke orthodoxy, which was really pretty benign.
Yeah. Like, y'all need to chill out. Chill out. Even if she came out and said, yo, I support this conservative opinion, there's no reason to jump on her and dog her like this. And it's so interesting because Sydney Sweeney is seen as just being like, you know, this very beautiful, blonde, full-bodied woman, all these things. And all these people who claim to be feminists and stuff are hopping on Instagram, making fun of her body type, saying things like this. Here's one. I, for one, am shocked that Sydney Sweeney, a blonde with huge titties that works on classic cars for fun, has Republican parents. And a lot of people have been hopping on Twitter, calling out her body type, saying she's a bimbo, all this different stuff, but also claim to be feminists who are supporting women and they're fully woke and all this stuff. It's ridiculous. It's funny how your racism starts to show when somebody has a dissident opinion who's black. It's funny when your sexism starts to show when a blonde woman has family members who happen to be on a different side of things, whether or not we know that or not. Let's just assume that they are. Here's another one. Seeing Sydney Sweeney get jumped is beautiful. If you're white and unwilling to completely shame your parents for their conservative views, you're just as complicit and need to be escorted out. 46,000 likes on that tweet. It almost sounds satirical when I'm reading it. I'm like, I cannot believe somebody's actually said this.
Yeah, it seems like the mask is really pulled off whenever stuff like this happens, and you get a free pass to express the most utterly hateful, vitriolic comments towards someone because they're, you know, on the wrong side of history or on the wrong side of again, the supposed right way to think. And that makes them have a giant target on their back.
Right.
And you will face none of that scorn will come on you if you say the most utterly hateful. Like, what did Sydney Sweeney do or say that was hateful in any regard? Nothing.
Not a damn thing.
But the people on social media and the people going after her, even in the mainstream media, are just calling her the worst things and characterizing her as this evil racist.
Right. It's straight up clownery. That's literally what you're engaging in, is clownery, if you are supporting the messages that these people are putting out in regard to this girl. And from what I know about her, she just seems like a very sweet, normal girl. And to attack her for her family's possible views, let's really hone that in. Her family's possible views is what she's being attacked for. It's utterly ridiculous. It's so weird that it's just a commonplace idea that if your family disagrees with you, you should either completely unattach yourselves from them or try to change their views and hold them accountable. Like, she's supposed to hate on her family for believing what they believe or leave them alone. Like, is she not supposed to celebrate her mom's 60th birthday? Are you joking? Like, are you kidding? And in asking that, a lot of people would say, yes, she shouldn't have to show up. She shouldn't support the people who support these sorts of views. How far is your head up your butt? How far?
It's literally like cult-like or religious fundamentalist type behavior.
It is.
Because it's again this extremist black and white. And if your family is a threat to you staying in the ideology, cut off your family.
Right.
Is basically what they're saying. And the fact that you have a platform, your life is under that much more scrutiny. Here's my question for you, though, is like, if you are in her shoes, I think it was good the way she came out and tweeted like, hey, you guys got to be kidding me on this.
Right.
Which is, I'm totally on board with her first reaction.
Right.
What do you think? I mean, obviously, they're not going to forgive her or, you know, there's not going to be any grace for her from the cancel mob.
No.
So imagine you're not a conservative, whatever. You're just Sydney Sweeney, normal actress in her shoes. How do you react to this situation? What do you hope she does?
I hope she just, all you have to say is, I bear no responsibility in doing anything for my family other than supporting there and being there for them and celebrating my mom's 60th birthday, which is basically what she has said.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to say. You don't have to apologize for your family's beliefs. You don't have to substantiate whether or not you are a conservative or aren't a conservative. There's no outing that needs to be done on your part of things. Just saying, hey, I love my family. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about, but I'm going to continue to love my family. And that's it. To ask for anything else from somebody who you do not know is just ridiculous. To ask that of somebody who you do know is ridiculous. And I think we are just so obviously submerged in celeb culture and submerged in the internet that we think we know these people, we think we're connected to these people, and we think that they owe us something. It's just peak entitlement. Like, this is what peak entitlement looks like. Asking a stranger who you do not know but think you do because you watch them act in a TV show, telling them how they should treat their family blows my mind.
Yeah, it's wild. And it feels like this is going to be a turning point for her in her life personally and her career, where she can either go the route of bowing to the mob and apologizing and saying, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have, you know, been a part of this, or I'm sorry for the appearances, didn't want to give the appearance of, I know people can be triggered by even the appearance of this and I shouldn't have
right.
done it. She could do all that, or she can do what she's doing so far, which is just be like, you guys are crazy. And if she does the former, she will basically lose her voice and lose her individuality. If she holds true to the current path, then she's still got my respect and I'll be rooting for her.
100%. And my last note on this is, I think the more that stuff like this happens and the more ridiculous it gets, the more left-leaning people look at this and go, actually, this is insane. You know, my sister messaged me this morning talking about Sydney Sweeney and going, this stuff is ridiculous. I cannot believe they're coming after her for this. And my sister happens to lean left on most things. So I think people are going to see this and go, yo, you guys are insane. And I don't want to be associated with this anymore. So honestly, bring it on. Bring it on. Keep trying to cancel people for ridiculous things, because reasonable, rational people are going to look at you and go, you are crazy. And also, I'm going to keep watching Euphoria and I'm going to keep supporting Sydney Sweeney. That's it.
Yeah. I can only hope the reasonable, rational people win out this. And that the more crazy stuff like this happen and people like these Twitter trolls expose themselves for the religious fanatics that they are and fundamentalists that they are with this woke religion, that more people will be like, okay, I'm done with this. Let's just go back to normalcy, please.
Bring it on, guys. Bring it on. Anyways, we're going to move on to some other stories now. We got two more left. It is going to be not a full hour show, a little shorter show than an hour, because I do have to get to the airport. Your girl has a flight. But let's talk about Maren Morris and Cassidy Pope coming after Brittany Aldean, who is Jason Aldean's wife. We're going to get into a little bit of country celebrity
rootin'
today.
Rootin' tootin' cowboy.
Rootin' tootin'. We went from Sydney Sweeney's hoe down to Jason Aldean's wife, baby. Let's get into this conversation. So Maren Morris and Cassidy Pope are coming after Brittany Aldean. Why? Because Brittany Aldean made a post talking about transgenderism, particularly as it pertains to young people. Let's read some of what she said. She said, "I'd really like to thank my parents for not changing my gender when I went through my tomboy phase. I love this girly life." She went on to talk about gender-affirming care, which I think we should get rid of that term. It's not gender-affirming care. It is quite literally just feeding into a child's confusion. Continue. She talks and says, "Advocating for the genital mutilation of children under the guise of love and calling it gender-affirming care is one of the worst evils. I will always support my children and do what I can to protect their innocence." She continued the other day, "Memphis wanted to be a dinosaur, and tomorrow Navy will want to be a cat, their children. Some parents want to be accepted by society so badly that they're willing to make life-altering decisions for their children who aren't old enough to fully comprehend the consequences of those actions. Love is protecting your child until they are mature enough as an adult to make their own life decisions. Thankful my parents allowed me to go through my tomboy phase without changing my gender." I'm reading this and I just can't imagine that anything in this is particularly controversial. I can't imagine reading that and being upset towards Brittany Aldean for saying, yeah, you know, let your children express themselves and protect them, but maybe don't go changing their gender and going down a route of medical transitioning where you essentially are either A, stopping their puberty in a way that we don't know really the true extent of how it affects them, or B, lopping off their breasts and you know, performing surgery on their private parts, which is happening. Let's make that very clear. It is happening, because we're going to get accusations that this is not happening, and it is happening. So, of course, this circulated throughout the country community, and some celebs came back and had retorts for her. So here's one. "You'd think celebs with beauty brands would see the positives in including LGBTQ plus people in their messaging. But instead, here we are hearing someone compare their tomboy phase to someone wanting to transition. Real nice," said Cassidy Pope. First of all, the first sentence in this is so exposing. You'd think that just because Brittany Aldean has a makeup brand, she's going to pander to people whose message she disagrees with. You shouldn't think that. And that is really the woke mob just boiled down in essence. That because you want a certain group of people to support you financially, support you emotionally, support you by not canceling you or ostracizing you, that you're willing to support a message that you don't agree with. So no, I actually commend Brittany Aldean for, you know, saying to a huge part of her market, which is woke people who believe in transitioning children, no, I don't agree with that part of your ideology. Doesn't mean she's anti-LGBT. By any means. And that's a clear distinction we need to draw too. You can say, "I'm not for children changing their gender," and still support people in the LGBT community. I want to make that extremely clear. Now, Cassidy Pope responds and says that, Maren Morris then jumps in and says, it's so easy to, like, not be a scumbag human. Sell your clip-ins and zip it. Insurrection Barbie. Oh my gosh. It's so wild. Because you know, in hand, they're endorsing exactly what Brittany Yaldin is against. They're endorsing your child being able to change their gender. That's the big statement being made here. And that's the thing that should not be forgotten in their responses to it. They think that an underage individual is capable of choosing their gender. The same people who say that the government needs to give money back on people's student loans because they were incapable at 18 of figuring out what they were going to do financially for college are the same ones who are saying kids younger than the age of 18 should be able to transition, not only transition socially, but medically, is what they're saying. It just blows my mind that you could read that and go, oh, what an insurrection, Barbie. Stick to selling your clip-ins.
Right. And what is she attacks her appearance and does this like drive-by insult take when Brittany Yaldin, to be fair, her first post is a little bit like it's definitely making a statement, mm-hmm. but she has that whole caption that you read lays out an argument and in very like pretty robust and pretty good faith and something that that is instantiated, whereas the people responding to her are either mischaracterizing what she's saying or just doing these drive-by insult takes, and they're not engaging in good faith.
No, they are not. And of course, more people hopped in to talk about what's going on. Perez Hilton ended up jumping in the conversation and said, where is the castration of children happening? Because I don't know any doctors that perform gender affirmation surgeries on minors in America. For us, just do a quick little bit of reading. We just did a story on Libs of TikTok that exposed a Children's National Hospital that was saying, yes, we perform gender-affirming hysterectomies. And when exposed, they went and took that off their website. They went as far as to say they would do so for a 16-year-old girl. So it is happening. You have family members and parents who are having their children taken away from them in family custody court for not going along with the gender affirmation, and subsequently having another parent place them under the care of a doctor who's willing to inject them with hormones and block their puberty. So to deny that these things are happening really exposes something. It exposes that you know it to be wrong, right? Why else would you deny it happening? If you truly think that it's the right thing to do, to affirm children's gender, to send them to doctors, and to allow them to essentially castrate and sterilize themselves, why not shout it from the rooftops that that's what they're doing and say that this is the right thing to do? This is what affirming children looks like. This is what caring for children looks like. Instead, they go, that's not happening.
Which is phase one of it's not happening, and then they're going to get to, okay, it is happening, but it's a good thing it's happening, and you're a bigot if you don't agree that it's happening.
Right, which is always just the slope that we go down every single time. And we've seen this happen with our Assistant Secretary of Health. You know, we talk about, oh, we don't want to do this to children. By no means are we saying we want to transition children. Now, our Assistant Secretary of Health is live on television saying this is the right way to treat children, even though other countries tell us the exact opposite and have actually done the research to find the reasons why we should not do it. Finland, Sweden, France, just for example. But to say it's not happening, it would just be a lie. So why do you feel the need to lie? And why do you need that lie to be true? Maybe it's because transitioning children is the wrong thing to do. Did I just rhyme? Wow, guys.
True and do. We got the alliteration in the title today.
Yes,
the
we
Sydney
do.
Sweeney slandered and Lizzo's.
We are just wordsmiths.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's really corny or if it's really good. You guys let us know in the comments.
Oh, I think it's totally cornball.
It's epic. Yeah.
It's totally cornball, but in the best way possible.
Yeah, love it anyways.
But yeah, you know, Brittany Yaldin, she's always been very outspokenly conservative. So is Jason Aldean. So she'll be no stranger to this sort of heat. I'm just surprised to see so many people be so okay with the whole gender transitioning thing, especially in country music, because country music used to be like the haven for conservative people. Not anymore.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note that her commentary was specifically about transitioning children.
Yes.
And generally speaking, for conservatives are with adults, it's like, okay, you know, I may disagree, but you do what you want with your life and you're a grown adult. This is a free country, whatever. Yeah. But when you bring kids into the mix, that's where the kids and the drag shows and the kids transitioning, that is a pointed, precise criticism. And it feels like the rebuttal is always disingenuous and always, and like you said, I think it's just because they don't feel like they can win that argument.
Right.
And I think if it were all exposed out in the air and all the data's there, like we know where to find the receipts on this stuff. Colin Wright and Christopher Rufo and others have been doing great work. Libs of TikTok have been doing great work exposing specifically the hospitals that are doing this, the number of surgeries that have been done on minors. It's out there.
Yep.
And I just named where you can go find it and look at how many times this has happened and that it is happening. So to not even to call somebody a transphobe as your response to concern that children are being transitioned is just a cop out. And it's just morally empty and bankrupt. And like, well, you're just trying to win by silencing or smearing your opponents. And that's classic. I don't believe I can win the argument on its merits.
It is. It is. And to respond to somebody who's saying that with the word scumbag, like for real, you're a scumbag because you don't want your child to get irreversible surgery. Whoa, that's so wild, man. But I mean, we're no stranger to celebrities having just insane takes. Like if you want to find an insane take, ask any celebrity, I feel like. And they're so happy to hop on the soapbox and give it to you. And to call somebody a scumbag for that blows my mind. Now, in our last bit of news, the VMAs happened recently. Lizzo won an award, and she utilized her time and her space to talk about your vote. Not just your vote for her music, but your vote politically. Let's hear what she had to say.
I don't know what music video for good means, but I do know what your vote means, and that's a lot. Your vote means everything to me. It means everything to making a change in this country. So remember, when you're voting for your favorite artist, vote to change some of these laws that are oppressing us.
Stunning and brave.
Stunning and brave, stunning and brave, stunning and brave. I would love one example of a law set in place right now in America that is oppressing Lizzo. Or anybody who looks like Lizzo or feels like Lizzo or anybody who's a part of a marginalized group that Lizzo is also a part of. Can we please get an example? Like, we're so used to just these open statements about, you know, use your vote to support people who look like me. Use your votes to do things good for my minority group. Be specific. Please tell me what you're talking about, because I have no idea a law that is set in place right now that is oppressing what I think she's saying, black people. Is like, can you please tell me that? And to say, you know, like the logic here is I make music that you like. You vote for my music. Vote for the political candidates that I agree with. Vote for the laws that I agree with.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you here, and I actually agree with Lizzo. I think she has a great point that we need to vote against the laws that are oppressing us, because right now we are being oppressed with paying for people's student loans that I didn't take out the loan, but I got to pay for theirs.
That
I'm being
true.
Oppressed with $7 gasoline in California. Okay, it's closer to six now, but mercifully, back to six.
Yeah.
We're celebrating that like it's some kind of stroke of genius.
Woo.
You know, so celebrating with inflation that's out of control at 40-year high, you know, so these are the laws that are oppressing me right now, oppressing my wallet, and I fully endorse this message from Lizzo that we should vote to remove these oppressors from us.
If that's what she's saying, then sure, absolutely. But I would just love to know what she means by oppression. So if anybody figures that out, knowing her to the extent that I do, and knowing the sort of videos and things that she talks about on the internet, I have a feeling her messaging is not in line with anything Taylor just said at all.
To
hear that from a woman who is quite literally standing on a stage, broadcasting to millions and millions of people all across the world, all across the internet, while she's receiving an award for being a singer with, you know, a multi-million dollar net worth, is just really rich. It's almost as rich as Lizzo is. So to hear her talk about oppression and being oppressed by the laws in this country, I'm just having trouble with my little pea brain figuring out what she means by that.
You're not going to get an answer from me, but
yeah.
It reminds me of, there's the element of the oppression That she's speaking out against. And then there's also this still celebrities mindlessly telling people to go vote and feeling virtuous about it. And we've talked about it before, but your hot take is not everybody necessarily needs to vote if you're not informed and if you're not involved in, if you can't do the homework and understand what the candidates are, who they are, what they stand for, and understand things like basic economics and go beyond the surface. I don't think you're the best person to vote.
I would agree. If you're showing up to the polls and you're like, I'm here because Lizzo told me this is important, pack it up and go back home, please. Just like, go, oh, I don't need to do that anymore. I'm actually going to go home. Or if your reason to going to the polls is, you know, Billie Eilish said I could get concert tickets for voting, which is another story that we covered. Maybe just go home. I don't think I want you to vote. I don't think America, whether they know it or not, wants you to vote. It's a civic duty so far as you are educated in the process and what it means and actually what you support. And if you are and you support, you know, liberal and progressive policy, show up to the polls and do your thing. But don't do it because Lizzo made a speech on the VMAs talking about how your vote is important and that you need to fight her oppression. That's not a very good reason. Yet every time these celebrities win awards, it's exactly what they do. It's exactly what they do. They hop on and tell you where your belief should lie, what you should be supporting, and by golly, it seems to always be on the left-leaning end of the spectrum. There's this brilliant speech of that Ricky Gervais did when he was hosting, I believe, the Oscars, and he comes up and says, like, when you guys get your awards, please just shut up about what you support and what you don't support, because I know you guys are all selling your movies in China. I know you guys are all silent about all these things that these corporations are doing. I know you guys are silent about oppression in every way that it benefits you. And then you come here with your stale saltine cracker leftist takes and then hop on the stage as if you are the most, you're virtuous Veronica up here. And it's never true. It's never true. And they're always benefiting from some form of oppression somewhere, either blindly or knowingly, but every time they get the chance, man.
Yeah, it's the hypocrisy. Like, presumably, Lizzo would support leftist-style candidates who support things like criminal justice reform and going soft on crime. And so as she's sitting in her padded L.A. mansion with security detail, havoc is being wreaked on the streets, and poor black neighborhoods are suffering because of the policies that she's supporting. So it's actually, she's enforcing the oppression by the policies and that she supports on the very people that she claims are oppressed.
But they'll never admit that. And that's why you get these just general vote for things that don't oppress us anymore. Do the right thing. Love is love. All these just random statements that make them feel good when they win an award because they've not used the time to talk about themselves. They've used it to talk about activism and all that fun stuff. But yeah, I mean, if we take anything from this, I don't blame her for using the pedestal that she has to support her views. I think most people, if given a platform of millions, are going to do things that advance what it is that they believe. So I'm not, you know, shaming her for doing that. I'm just saying take the words with a grain of salt and really try to decipher what she means by that and whether or not what she's advocating for is a good thing.
Yeah, it's the same principle with we talk about, you know, if you want to talk about climate change as a celebrity, if you're worried about the environment and want to use your platform for that, great. But don't fly in a private jet before you deliver that message.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like Lil T-Swifty over there.
Yeah, or like there was an article about Kim Kardashian using like hundreds of thousands of gallons of water over her allotted limit compared to the average Californian. It's like, okay, come on.
Right.
And I just got to say, you know, there may be something that's holding Lizzo back, weighing her down, so to speak, but I don't think it's America. Just got to say, for the record.
And I think that's the note that we close out on for today's show. You heard it here first. The drama over Sydney Sweeney and her parents' apparent political beliefs. Maren Morris coming after Brittany Aldean for saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't castrate kids and sterilize them. Quite a hot take there. And Lizzo using her platform on the VMAs to encourage you to vote against laws that oppress us. What those laws are, tune in next week and maybe we'll find out, although probably not. Thank you guys so much for watching. I appreciate your time. And if you appreciate mine, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a new video for you and every single time we go live. That is 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And head over to our community posts. I've been popping out polls for you guys to answer and some tweets that I think are pretty funny, but you guys don't have to find them funny. You know, if you don't, you don't. I get it. Anyways, guys, have a fantastic day and don't forget to call your mom.